If it's an election year, Mark Callahan's name is probably on the ballot in Oregon. Since 2010, he's run and lost in races for county commission, school board, state house, and U.S. Senate. But this year, Callahan stunned political observers when he came out on top of a four-way contest to win the GOP nomination to face incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator Ron Wyden this fall. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
Who saw this coming? Not Mark Callahan.
It was kind of surprising to me, too.
Until now, Callahan was best known in political circles for getting kicked out of an endorsement interview. And it's worth taking a look back at that moment. It was the 2014 Republican primary for U.S. Senate. That's when Callahan was one of five candidates trying to unseat Democrat Jeff Merkley. Four of those candidates were at the Portland offices of the Willamette Week newspaper. A fifth, Joe Ray Perkins, joined the meeting by phone. And when Perkins was talking, Mark Callahan noticed something on the notepad of one of the journalists across the table.
I see what you're writing down there. You just wrote down blah, 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 blah for everything that Joe Ray said. Joe Ray is a respectable woman.
Mark,
why are you not respecting her by writing blah, 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 blah on your notepad?
Mark,
after a tense exchange, the newspaper had had enough.
That's two strikes.
Who do you think you are?
Okay, you may leave now. Go ahead. You're done here.
Callahan got up and left, but not before calling the editorial board a bunch of disrespectful, thin-skinned liberals. The exchange went viral, and Callahan soon found himself a guest on Fox News.
It's not something I could stand for. I'm a man of honor and integrity and character, and it's just something that I had to defend or honor. It just came from within me. It's just something how I was raised.
Now, what did they think?
Callahan says that while he's surprised he won the nomination this year, he does have a theory.
It had a lot to do with my name recognition that I developed over the years running for other offices, in addition to the statewide name recognition I got in 2014 with the Willamette Week blah, blah, blah thing.
Could that have been enough to propel him to victory this time around?
It's almost impossible to say.
That's Pacific University political analyst Jim Moore. He says that while Callahan was far behind his two main rivals in fundraising, ultimately, none of the candidates mustered a full-on statewide campaign.
It may have been something as simple as people thought his name looked better than other people when they were looking at the ballot, because nobody knew anything about any of these candidates.
One of the people Callahan defeated was Central Oregon businessman Sam Carpenter. His theory? Callahan was the only candidate who stated in the voter's pamphlet that he was an abortion rights opponent. Carpenter says he feels the same way, but
failure to put it in the voting pamphlet was a problem.
Carpenter says he'll probably vote for Callahan in the fall, but stopped short of endorsing him. Speaking of the fall, how does Callahan intend to defeat incumbent Democrat Ron Wyden? To begin with, Callahan says he'll focus on fiscal issues, despite being
pro-life, pro-God, and pro-gun. Sounds like a bumper sticker, I know.
Callahan uses the biblical story of David and Goliath to describe his race against Wyden, who's been in Congress since 1981 and has $10 million of cash on hand. As of now, Wyden is showing no sign of being concerned with Callahan. Wyden's campaign declined to comment for this story. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.